That's right. It is the M Zone. Morris Fithian with Miz. We're taking your calls. We've been talking Michigan hoops and also Michigan spring football. Just talking about the popularity of the basketball team. How popular do you think Michigan basketball is? How popular are they with you? And then we're asking you about the most entertaining Michigan basketball game you can remember. Now, when you start doing that, the most entertaining games and the most memorable ones are going to be the ones that are in the NCAA tournament. So got to get a little extra credit if you can find regular season games to go to. But if you want to get in on football and wondering what there is to talk about, that's what we're asking you. What's the question that you want answered about Michigan in spring football? And then, Jamie, we had the news yesterday, or was it the day before, with Tiger Woods getting in the car accident? Kind of, was it just yesterday? Seems like it could have been a couple of days ago. But I wanted to ask you, everybody else out there, too, just how big of a Tiger fan they are. Jamie, are you a big Tiger fan?
I'm a huge Tiger fan, and he's the reason why I try to go out and hack up a course. I mean, not that I'm Tiger Woods or I can hit the ball and everything like that, but it inspired me. I was not a golf person. I was not a golf fan, but I became a golf fan when I saw him doing it. So it was a transformation for me, thinking that I could go out and play golf, and I did. And I had, and you know what? He made the game fun for me.
Yeah, I think that's well said. You know, one thing about Tiger, you could sit around and say, you know, where would he rank among the greatest athletes and everything else? He's up there. What he was been able to do in golf. I mean, he was somebody that delivered on the hype even before he won the Masters when he was 21. People were saying, this guy's going to be the next Jack Nicklaus. Watch out. He's going to take over. And then he did, you know, so seeing somebody do that. But more than anybody else, he did transform the game. Like he wasn't and hasn't. Maybe he will come back and there'll be an additional chapter where he wins yet another major and is able to actually get there with Jack Nicklaus, which would be absolutely amazing. Everything, you know, has been amazing that he was able to come back from the previous car incident that he had and to win in 2019. So if he would do that again, but yeah, the popularity of the sport, I mean, you attribute it right to him. Like, it's pretty easy when people get a lot of wrapped up in what everybody's watching across the country and this is popular or this isn't. But when Tiger is in contention in a major over the last 20 years and you look, and when he's not, it's a pretty stark contrast about the popularity. I mean, this guy, he's just, he's a lightning rod. People are tuning in. Lightning rod of interest of wanting to watch him. So, yeah, that's the thing when it comes down.
No, I fully agree. And look, he's brought a lot of people to golf that you wouldn't think that love golf. Now, if, like you said, if Tiger's in contention, if he has a great Saturday and he's in contention on that Sunday, well, the ratings are going to go out the door. And if you find out what tournaments he has decided to play in, you know, those tournaments are going to be closely watched, well attended pre-pandemic, of course. But that being said, he brought a lot of stature to the golf. I heard someone say yesterday, you had a man that came in and the way he dominated those first, six years. And the way he dominated, I mean, we're talking about the Masters, where they came and he wins one Masters, and all of a sudden he won it so large going away. I mean, they wanted to Tiger-proof the course. They went and Tiger-proof. They didn't do that to any other player. If you won, that's nice, and let's see you do it next year. No, no. They talked about Tiger-proofing courses and different things like that. I mean, he was a phenomenal.
Yeah, he was amazing. And usually before that with golf, and I came in more when Jack Nicklaus was on the tail end of his career, but usually you'd watch golf and you'd see somebody, you know, you win, you know, one regular PGA Tour and you win, you know, one of the Grand Slams. And then, you know, you take a couple of years off and you come back and you can still be one of the greatest. He was in contention for everything all the time. And then he had the Tiger Slam, which was awesome. And all of that. And golf, like everything else, I think at some point would have been more inclusive. But Tiger went out there and forced the doors open of Augusta. Mm-hmm. They forced everybody to say, hey, no way, you not have blacks on the course? No, women can't be like. And so he was able to bust through that a lot quicker than what would have happened if, you know, like every like most of the golfers before that, it was you could see the change over the years as well, just with the popularity across the board and just how diverse it's become as well. That's all the Tiger.
Right. I'm glad you said it. I mean, there was nobody that looked like me. There was Lee Elder, who you saw sometimes on the courses. And
Calvin Pete.
Like that. Calvin Pete. I mean, there were a few, but when right. Tiger got up there, let him play. But when he played, he usually won. And that's when people had to take notice that, oh, my goodness, this guy's actually beating everybody in the field. And he wasn't just beating them, Dennis. He was destroying the field in those first 6 years when he was golfing. And you, like you said, the Tiger Slam. I mean, wow. Yeah, what he did that year over the course of a year, that was incredible. There's nothing. I mean, now you got the young golfers that follow Tiger that hear how he worked out, how he put his crafted his work. He did things that golfers didn't do. Tiger was a different, he had a different body type than the old timey golfers. And as you could see, I'm just saying, I'm not saying they were out of shape. I'm just saying they were a little plumper than Tiger was.
Sure. He was in great shape. And, you know, you hear the stories about his dad where he'd have him out there, like when he was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old, like screaming at him out of the guy, you know, making him, you know, toughen him up. You know, when it would come down to standing over a putt or something like that. And nobody wants to have issues off the golf course. You'd like to just be, you know, collecting all the money and all the fame and everything and just always, you know, be on that trajectory. But we know with Tiger, it was right around, I don't remember the year, but it was right around Thanksgiving. You see the big story, like Tiger Woods' wife, like, smashed his back window with a, you know, 8-iron. And, like, what's going on there? The police had to be called. And, you know, so then he had the family issues, and then he had the car, the other car incident that he had, and the mugshot, and it was sad. I mean, here's the guy that rose like to the very pinnacle, like he's the greatest athlete, and here he is, and then you saw that mugshot where he couldn't have looked any worse. It looked rock bottom, like, and there yeah. It was. But to have him come back from that, and then win the Masters in 2019, you know how many people, like golf people, that's the popularity was there. But most golf people are like, Tiger's never coming back to win anything, all right? Like, he'll come back, but he's never winning. And then he did. And, you know, that's one of the great moments that, you know, his winning the Masters when he did when he was young. But then this last one, that's one of the great moments in sports history, when you go down and rank them in the 21st century, you know, you start ranking all kinds of – Tiger Woods is right up there with, you know, a bunch of different events and moments, but 2019, and then when he won his first one, when that ball was right on the lip of the cup and then fell in, you know, all those kind of things. What about you, Miz? You a Tiger fan?
Absolutely. I mean, Jamie had you know, kind of really, he said everything that really came to mind. I mean, I was never, and honestly, I never really was a golf aficionado as far as watching golf. I mean, to me, it was, you know, it's like, to me, I thought it was like watching paint dry. But Tiger Woods brought, you know, he brought a different swagger. He brought something to golf, and maybe it was, you know, essentially breaking the color barrier for that. I mean, when you think of golf, you know, and Tiger Woods is brought up, viewership goes up. I mean, that's money. TV, you know, let's be honest here. TV people are like, Tiger Woods? Oh, hell yeah, we're getting money. We're going to get a lot of viewership on this, especially if Tiger's in his, you know, at his best. Good times are ahead for us on TV. It's going to be good times. And honestly, I mean, to me, Tiger is a trendsetter. Look what he's done for the sport, not just for, you know, the viewership, but also for young black men and women to want to play golf and, you know, try to pursue it professionally.
Well said. Good times ahead tomorrow. We got a double dip. Got Michigan women's basketball and then Michigan taking on Iowa. So we will not be on the M Zone tomorrow. So we'll be back on three. We'll be back at 3 o'clock on Friday. So mm-hmm. we got the Hawkeyes. Who are the women playing?
Women are actually at Carver Hawkeye Woo! Arena at 4:30 tip off. Pregame 4:15 with Matt Park. I believe he'll be doing the broadcast from inside MGO Blue TV studio. So he'll be able to watch it, give you play-by-play for that 4:30 tip-off, give you that appetizer before Michigan men take on Iowa at Chrysler over on W4 Country with tip-off at 7.
Get those Hawkeyes. We'll talk with you on Friday.
And that's going to do it for the M-Zone today. You've been listening to the M-Zone on WTKA AM 1050. The Ticket.